Hello.
Hey Glenda, it's Nico.
Hey, Nico, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay, do you have a few minutes to talk about your file
Sure.
here? Okay,
Sure.
perfect. Okay, so I just got back with our underwriting team, and looks like we weren't able to get you approved for the amount that we're looking for. It was basically due when I talked with them. They were saying that because you're so leveraged right now with OnDeck and Pearl, with the total amount being 261,000, it's kind of hard for us to justify paying that off total right now, because that would require around 340,000 around that to give you a little extra wiggle room. To put back into the company, as well as pay off both those loans right now, both those working capital loans. And when in our original conversation, I told you I was going to give it to you straight. I wasn't going to be like one of those people who plays around, beats around the bush and everything. But because of that over leverage, it was pretty much the main reason, because they were just worried about giving you that much money and being able to pay off those things and then paying that back within the year. But here's what they told me, and here's a good part about what I was able to get out of them and talk with them about. If you're able to go and still pay off Pearl and OnDeck for about, I'd say maybe about 6 to 8 more weeks, pay down those current balances that you have with them. What we can do is we can come back to it and try and get you approved for an amount now, since the balances would be lower, and that would help pay off everything. Okay? Because if, let's say, if you were to work 6 weeks and pay off everything in 6 weeks, or not pay off everything, but if you were to let it pay down for 6 weeks, the Pearl account, that's about 45 days, right? That means that in 45 days you would have paid off around 52,000 more of Pearl, and 6 weeks of OnDeck would have results in around $34,000, $35,000 paid off, which is a total of around $87,000 paid off total in 6 weeks, which means that you would be left over with around $175,000 to pay off the total two balances. Now, that's more of a number that we might be able to work with, especially since it's not as high as 261,000, because like I said, we'd have to get you approved for a much larger amount. And we could probably push for a 300,000 if you're at around 175,000, and it's only 6 weeks. It's not even that bad. It's nothing
It
important.
is that bad, though, Nico. It is that bad because I believe I explained this to you in our conversation that this gentleman who got me that second put me in such a position that it's kind of difficult at this point. So my whole point is to spread those out, not to keep hitting my bank account over the next 6 or 8 weeks. And that's what I told you in the beginning. You guys are contacting me. You guys are looking at it. I'm explaining everything to you guys in full, and I'm telling you how important it is that I get answers that quickly and honestly.
Yes,
So if you need
and
24
that
hours, and
and
within more than 24 hours, you said you would do a soft pull on my credit report. You did not do a soft pull on my credit report. My credit report's been hit by so many people because brokers are hitting it. So needless to say, I'm a little disappointed in the whole situation right here. I wish they would just take my name off the calling list, or so you guys would stop calling me.
Well, like I said, I was here to help you out from the beginning, and it wasn't something that I'm trying to, do what these guys have done for you. Taking a loan out with Pearl is it's a very complicated situation, because they charge high interest rates. They do a lot of very iffy stuff on the lending side. In the industry over here, not a lot of people really like Pearl. They're kind of like a last resort thing that went on. So if you had gone to me before, if I had actually gotten in contact with you before, this isn't something that, would have happened. We would have been able to pay off that OnDeck loan from the beginning. But I know we didn't do a hard pull. It was a soft pull. So I don't
Well,
know.
if it's a soft pull, it shouldn't have showed up on my credit report.
It's a soft pull of the business credit, though. It's not. It's.
No, you pulled my personal credit. I just pulled my credit reports today, all three of them.
Off. Okay. Well, we use Experian, so it shouldn't have been such a hard pull to for you guys. So I'll go talk to underwriting about that. But that's what they came back to me with, and that's what I'm telling you, is that I'm trying to build this relationship up with you, and not, let this bridge burn down because we weren't able to get you approved at this current moment. Okay.
Well, I don't have 6 to 8 weeks to wait. So my point is I need to find somebody who's willing to partner with me. As I said, I got stuck in a bad spot from a company that I did not understand the process, and I'm trying to find somebody to work with me. And I don't have 8 weeks or 6 weeks to even deal with that right now. So I need to get this done now, as I
Okay.
told you in my very first conversation.
Right. So there was also another option that we might be able to work with, and that would be possibly getting you approved for a third position loan. but it would be a much, much smaller loan. And I don't want to go that route with you because it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't help.
It does
it
no good. Yeah,
exactly.
Help me in any bit,
exactly.
In any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. So, and that's why, like, I was just saying that was the option, but I know that's not something that you're trying to do. And I know that's something that would not help at all because you were trying to pay off the full amount here. It's just, it's a very high leverage position, and the debt to income ratio has been, it's the biggest concern.
No kidding. Yeah. That is the problem. Nico, that's the whole point.
It needs to be spread out.
That's what you guys so contradict. This whole part of financing is so contradictory. It's like, oh, your debt to ratio or your balances are too high and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to rectify an industry that is very, very blood sucking to companies, if you want to know the truth, and people who don't understand your guys' type of business as far as those merchants and stuff like that, those advances, you know, they come in for the kill, man, and they don't even, yeah, I think it's pretty sad. So my point is to try to spread that out and make it where my company does not go bankrupt over this, and, you know, you guys are coming back, oh, they're too high, we got to wait till you pay those down. Every single company that has called me has said the same thing, which is what I told you in my very beginning. I've had a million phone calls from companies like yours, a million. And you all say, oh, well, I'm not like them. I bet I can get it done. I can get it done. I'm pretty sure. And this is what I get.
I need to say,
I'm a little frustrated, to be honest.
Yes,
with you.
I can understand the frustration and, you know, coming back with an answer that doesn't necessarily hit what you're looking for. But I also told you from the beginning that I was not going to be somebody who is going to be like everybody else and just try and get you to, you know, take a loan out with us. No, it's the cultivation of a relationship that has built our business for what it is. And it's something that I'm telling you. What I was told, especially with that conversation that I had with my underwriters, it's the fact that the balances, like I said, I wanted to get you the full payoff of both of them. And I went over to underwriting. I told them everything. I told them the situation you're in and everything like that. But they had came back to me because they're numbers people. They play with numbers. They don't get it on our side. When they see the numbers, they just look at that and analyze the numbers. They don't understand what you're going through, what, you know, you're trying to do for the business, like how I am. Being the person relationship with you, the point of contact. I'm kind of acting as the middleman here, so you got to give me a little wiggle room to be able to deal with these guys on my end and then, you know, have a conversation with you about how our programs can help out. And sometimes this happens. It's not something that I haven't seen. It's just it's the situation that you're in. Because it's so recent that you pulled out that Pearl loan, they just want to see it paid down a little bit more, and then we can actually go from there.
Well, I'm telling you what, as God is my witness, 6 to 8 weeks from now, I'm not going to need you because I promise you somebody will help me out. Somebody will help me with that situation. It's going to be within the before 6 weeks is up. I can promise you that.
Okay. And in the case where that doesn't happen, I'm going to give you a call and just see how everything's gone because, like I said, trying to build the relationship up with you and earn your business the right way. If you're going to take out another loan with somebody and keep having you pull your credit, that's going to hurt it. That's not going to help you guys. I know that.
That's why they weren't supposed to touch my credit report. That's why I have 53 inquiries on one credit report. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
I don't tell brokers to go out there and send my name everywhere and get it pulled 53 times.
Well, that could have either been from OnDeck or from Pearl, or it could have been from any one of those two that you probably have worked with in the past as well.
Yeah. Well. No, I know, but your business. All right, I really have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay, here's what I do. I'll give you a call, and if nothing comes up, feel free to call me back, okay? And see if there's anything else that we can help you out with. Because we also, like I said, when we talked, if you're looking to bring on those trucks or if you're looking to pay down this thing in its entirety, give me a call in 6 to 8 weeks when everything kind of, you know, slows down and gets figured out. And if you've already made inquiries, but don't try right now, don't try and pull out another loan. A third position, don't do that if it's not going to cover the entire thing, okay? Because it's going to be hard to find somebody who's going to want to lend that full amount with what you have right now as the leverage position.
Yep, I know.
Okay? I know it's hard to take in and see, like, oh my God, Nico, what is this guy doing? You know, he promised me all these things, he was doing this, but look, the reality of it is, this is what happens in business. It's I'm going to be here still. I'm not going to go anywhere because I want to help you and earn your business and earn your respect as somebody who you can count on. Not like these other guys who are just going to say, hey, take my money, but I'm going to charge you 11% and take it out daily payments. You got to pay me back or else I'm going to, you know, take your business. No. I want you to be able to pay that stuff off and then come back to me and see if we can get you completely rid of those two guys, okay? Get rid of OnDeck and get rid of Pearl and just work through us, because this is exactly what I've dealt with before. You don't want to be stuck in this situation for any longer than you need to.
Okay.
Okay. And try not to, you know, if you're going to make inquiries with other companies about seeing if they can help you out, dig into them a little bit more, see their, you know, what they have to offer, see what they do, how much they charge, their reviews, things like that. Don't just go to the first person that says I can give you $261,000. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, Glenda, I'm going to call you back, but if anything does come up, just feel free to shoot me a call, all right?
All right.
Okay, you have a great weekend, all right?
You too.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.